Welcome to another empowering episode of FCFEA Talk Radio. Today, we address a common challenge many of us face, and that's burnout. Feeling exhausted, unmotivated, and mentally drained can hinder our productivity and our overall well-being. But fear not. In this episode, we'll guide you through practical steps to overcome burnout and also ways to reignite your passion for life. Remember, sharing is caring, so don't forget to spread the word about FCFVA Talk Radio to your friends and associates. So let's dive into the transformative journey of bouncing back from burnout. Stay tuned. All right, and we're back. Welcome to another episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm your host. So, again, we're recognizing the signs of burnout. Very important that you don't get to that point to where you actually do burn out, because sometimes it can be hard to recover. Now, the first step in overcoming burnout is to recognize the signs and acknowledge that you need a change. Common symptoms include chronic fatigue, decreased productivity, and feelings of cynicism or detachment. So by identifying these signs, you can start taking proactive measures to address them. And remember, self-awareness is key to initiating positive change. So here are some steps to help rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your spirit. Now, step one, self-awareness. Recognize the signs of burnout and acknowledge the need for change. Two, prioritize self-care. That's make time for activities that promote relaxation, joy, and well-being. Three, set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries between work and personal life to prevent excessive stress and overload. Four, seek support. Reach out to friends, family, or professionals who can offer guidance, understanding, and encouragement. 5. Practice mindfulness. Engage in activities that help you stay present and focused, such as meditation, yoga, or deep breathing exercises. 6. Reevaluate your goals. Reflect on your priorities and make adjustments if necessary to align with your values and your passions. 7. Take breaks. Allow yourself regular breaks throughout the day to recharge and reset. 8. Exercise regularly. Engage in physical activity that suits your interests and capabilities to boost energy levels and also to reduce stress. 9. Foster positive relationships. Should surround yourself with supportive and uplifting individuals who contribute to your overall well-being. 10. Incorporate relaxation techniques. You can explore various relaxation techniques, such as listening to calming music, taking baths, or practicing journaling. Now remember, rejuvenating your mind, body, and spirit is an ongoing process, so be patient and kind to yourself as you implement these steps. All right, moving on. So we're talking about self-care and restoring balance. So taking care of yourself is crucial in overcoming burnout. Prioritize self-care activities that recharge your mind, body, and soul. Now these may include practicing mindfulness, engaging in physical exercise, pursuing hobbies, or simply taking some time off. Restoring balance in your life is essential to prevent burnout from reoccurring. So set boundaries, learn to say no, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, self-care is not a luxury but a necessity, especially when it comes to restoring balance and overcoming burnout. It's important to prioritize activities that recharge your mind, body, and soul. One effective way to achieve this is by practicing mindfulness. That involves being fully present in the moment and cultivating a non-judgmental awareness of your thoughts and feelings. Mindfulness exercises such as meditation or deep breathing can help reduce stress, improve focus, and restore mental clarity. Now, in addition to mindfulness, engaging in regular physical exercise is vital for restoring balance. Now, exercise not only benefits your physical health, but also releases endorphins, which boosts your mood and your overall well-being. So whether it's going for a walk, practicing yoga, or engaging in one of your favorite sports, finding a form of exercise that you can enjoy, it makes it so much easier to incorporate into your routine. Another important aspect of self-care is pursuing hobbies or activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Dedicate time to the things that you're passionate about, whether it's reading, painting, playing an instrument, or exploring nature. Engaging in these activities provides a sense of purpose and rejuvenation, allowing you to disconnect from work-related stress and recharge your creativity. So setting boundaries, that's important and very crucial for restoring balance and preventing burnout from recurring. Learn to say no when necessary and establish clear limits between work and personal life. This means creating designated time for relaxation, socializing, and engaging in activities unrelated to work. By setting boundaries, you create space for self-care and ensure that your personal needs are met. Remember, self-care is an ongoing practice that requires consistency and commitment. So prioritizing self-care activities, restoring balance, and setting boundaries, you can effectively overcome burnout and also cultivate a healthier, much more fulfilling lifestyle. Guys, stay tuned. There's much more to come. We're trying to get you revitalized. FCFBA.com. All right, folks, we're back. Now it's time to rediscover your passion and purpose. Burnout can make you lose sight of your passions and purpose. Use this opportunity to reconnect with things that truly drive you. Reflect on your values, your interests, and your goals. Explore new hobbies or consider reevaluating your career path. Reconnecting with your passion and purpose will infuse your life with energy and motivation. Guys, when burnout takes hold, it's common to lose sight of our passions and sense of purpose. However, this can be an opportunity for self-reflection and rediscovery. Take the time to reconnect with what truly drives you and brings you joy. Start by reflecting on your own values, interests, and goals. What activities or causes align with your core values? What hobbies or interests have you neglected, or what do you want to explore further? Consider trying out new hobbies or revisiting old ones that used to ignite your passion. This could involve anything from painting, writing, playing a musical instrument, or even taking up a new sport or physical activity. You have to allow yourself the freedom to experiment and explore different avenues until you find something that sparks that fire within you again. In addition to hobbies, it may be necessary to reevaluate your career path. Reflect on whether your current job aligns with your values and passions. Are there opportunities to incorporate more of what you love into your work? Or is it time to explore a different career path that better aligns with your interests and purpose? Now, reconnecting with passion and purpose can infuse your life with energy and motivation. It can provide a sense of fulfillment and reignite the drive to excel in areas that truly matter to you. Remember, this is a journey of self-discovery, so be patient and open to exploring new possibilities. You should also seek support from mentors, friends, or career coaches who can provide guidance and insights. Engage in networking events, workshops, or even online communities that revolve around your areas of interest. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who inspire and also uplift you. Now, by taking the time to rediscover your passion and purpose, you can reignite that inner spark and create a life that is much more fulfilling, meaningful, and aligned with who you truly are. Stay tuned. We got much more to come. All right. So now, we're going to be seeking support and building a supportive network. That's what we're talking about next. So, overcoming burnout, it's not a solo journey. You should reach out to trusted friends, family, or professionals for support and guidance. Providing a supportive network that will provide you with encouragement and resources that you need to bounce back. Remember, you don't have to face burnout alone. All right, listeners, community. When you're experiencing burnout, seeking support and building a supportive network is crucial for your well-being and recovery. Remember, you don't have to face it alone. Reach out to trusted friends, trusted family members, or professionals that you trust who can offer guidance, understanding, and also a listening ear. Start by identifying individuals in your life whom you trust and feel comfortable opening up to about your struggles. And reach out to them and express your feelings, letting them know that you're going through a challenging time and could use their support. Sometimes simply sharing your burden with someone who cares can provide immense relief and validation. Additionally, consider seeking professional help from therapists, counselors, or coaches who specialize in burnout and mental health. These professionals can provide you with valuable strategies and tools to navigate through burnout, manage stress, and also to restore balance in your life. In addition to seeking support from individuals, it's essential to build a supportive network of like-minded individuals who understand and empathize with your experience. This can be done by joining support groups, both online and offline, that focus on burnout, stress management, or personal development. Now, these communities provide a safe space for sharing experiences, exchanging advice, and also offering support amongst each other. Remember that building a supportive network takes time and effort. Keyword, effort. Be proactive in reaching out to others, attending networking events, or joining relevant communities. Engage in conversation, share your journey, and listen to the experience of others. Together, you can create a network of individuals who uplift and inspire one another. And finally, reciprocate support by being there for others who may be experiencing burnout or challenging times. By offering empathy, understanding, and also a lending ear, you contribute to a culture of support and compassion. Seeking support and building a supportive network is an essential part of overcoming burnout. It not only provides you with the necessary emotional and practical assistance, but it also reminds you that you're not alone in your struggles. So remember that together we can navigate through burnout and emerge stronger on the other side. Stay tuned, we got closing remarks coming up. You don't want to miss it. FCFVA Talk Radio. Now it's time for closing remarks. So we've explored practical steps to overcome burnout and also how to rediscover your drive. Remember to be patient with yourself, as the process of bouncing back takes time. By recognizing the signs, practicing self-care, reconnecting with your passion and purpose, and also seeking support, you can overcome burnout and emerge stronger than ever. Hey folks, don't forget to share this episode of FCF VA Talk Radio with your friends and associates. Together, let's create a community of empowered individuals. I want to thank you again for listening, and please click that subscribe button. You don't want to miss the upcoming episodes.